Om Shanti. This is a very famous book in English, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Many people must have read the book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Whilst reading yesterday's Avyakta Murli, English, I was thinking, in that Murli, Baba has given us certain habits to inculcate. So we will discuss about seven habits of highly effective Brahmin souls from yesterday's Murli. Seven habits of highly effective Brahmins. So what are those seven habits of which Baba talked of yesterday? First habit, taking power from powerhouse and supplying everywhere spiritual light and water of knowledge. This is the first habit we need to inculcate. Taking power from powerhouse. Baba said this Madhuban is powerhouse, power plant and power station. You come here to fill yourself with power. So fill yourself with power and then supply electricity, supply light to those regions where there is no light. Because wherever there is no light, there is darkness. And wherever there is no water, people are thirsty over there. People are groping in the dark and people are thirsty, people are restless, anxious. Such angst-ridden people are everywhere. So it is your responsibility to take power from the powerhouse and then supply connection of light and then supply water to different places. Baba is seeing from the above. Just as you see from above, what are the areas where there is light? What are the areas where there is not light? What are the areas, just as government also sees, takes care that every village has got good water supply and good electricity and good light supply. In the similar manner, Baba also is seeing from above, which are the areas of this planet Earth where Baba's knowledge has yet not gone. So, our first habit which we need to inculcate is every day sit in meditation and take power from the powerhouse and give this power to the world. Take the spiritual light from Baba and give it to the world. Take the water of knowledge from the ocean of knowledge and give to the world. This is the first habit we need to inculcate. First habit we need to imbibe in our personality. Taking power and giving power. Now, it can be done in two ways. It can be a mental service or it can be a gross service. You can take power from Baba in meditation and give Sakash to the world. One. Second, you understand the knowledge and then try to relate this knowledge. Giving this knowledge to souls, to all different souls. Baba said, everywhere there is scarcity of knowledge, of light. So your responsibility is to fulfill this deficiency which is there in the world. First. This is the first habit. Okay? Second habit. Second habit is to, what in Baba's words, sit in the shade of, in the cool streams of God or supersensuous bliss or supersensuous happiness. While there is a fire around, but you remain cool, you remain calm, you remain tranquil within. This is a new habit which we need to inculcate. There is a fire everywhere. Different types of fire Baba has described, of worry, of stress, of tension, of problems or atom bombs. Such a fire is there around the world. But you are calm. You are quiet. You are sitting near the cool shores of the ocean of love, ocean of peace. Whilst there is a disturbance and turbulence around, to experience peace and coolness and calmness is a habit. Whilst there is upheaval around, you remain unruffled, you remain unrattled. That is a new habit which we need to inculcate. That is the second habit. Third habit, be an angel and with divine intellect give divine visions. This is the practice. Being an angel and with your divine intellect, Baba has made a prophecy that a day will come, angels would be visible everywhere. So this practice we need to do now. This is a habit which we need to inculcate. Even in that last season's last Murli also Baba said, you do this practice. I am a Brahmin, I am an angel. So practice of being an angel and who is having divine intellect and is giving divine vision of this land and of Father. This is the second habit. Practice of being an angel. Second or third? Third habit. Fourth habit, bringing on the stage of center all the different professionals. Fourth habit is, we think that it is our responsibility to serve people of different sections of the society. Not a single person should be left, right from the laborer to the big businessman, right from the person of village to a person from a big city, right from a poor to the a rich person. Everyone should be involved in this task. That's why Baba said, always talks of three authorities, three sattas, Raja Satta, Dharma Satta and Vigyan Satta. Involve these people and bring them on the stage of center. This is the habit. Means, if we have not done this service, we need to focus on this service more and more. What are the sections of the society which are still remaining? What are the sections of the society whom we have not served? Let's go and serve them all. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere in one of his speeches, he said, let new India arise from the peasant's cottage. Let new India arise from fritter's shop. Let new India arise from the scavengers. Let new India arise from that cobbler's home. Let new India arise from the mart and the market. Let new India arise from the mountains and the groves. Let new India arise from all these different places. Because these are the sections of the society, some of them are always molested. So that's why let the new India arise from the poorest of the poor, the lowest of the lowly. The lowest, from there the, let the new world arise, new India arise. That was his vision of the new India. So the, not a single person should be left. Every one of this planet Earth should be empowered with spiritual powers. So that is the fourth habit. Fifth habit. First, second and three. This fourth one we will take as a three. First three habits are from first Murli and next four habits are from second Murli. Fourth habit I already told, which I said at third one, to sit near that cool ocean and experience super sensuous bliss. Fifth habit is finishing all types of dependencies. Finishing all types of dependency. Baba talked about three different types of dependencies. First dependency is about your own. Second dependency, relations. Third dependency, nature and circumstances. One should be ideally independent in life. This is a great virtue to inculcate. Rather than making any person your support and then becoming sorrowful, it is best to walk this path of spirituality all alone. None is yours in this path. Except God, we are alone here. The moment we try to make somebody our support, sorrow comes, suffering comes. Because with that expectations comes. It is the policy of zero expectation. Spirituality is the policy of zero expectation. No expectation from anybody. Don't expect that somebody will walk with you. Don't expect that somebody will support you. Don't expect that somebody will give you love, care and attention. No. This is a path you need to walk alone. This is the bitter truth of life. But yes, that is the truth. Because all those who have taken supports have ultimately come to sorrow. All dependency leads to sorrow. All dependency leads to expectations. All dependency leads to that false sense of hopes. And then those hopes are smashed to smithereens one day. And then you land up into despondency. So, be independent. Walk independent. Political slavery is the lowest form of slavery. Though politically we have become free, India has become free in 1947. But are we really free? We are still in some sort of slavery. Some sort of emotional slavery, intellectual slavery. Somewhere we are slave, servile to our own sanskars. Unless and until we become the master, it cannot be said that we are free. And there is a great joy in freedom. There is a great joy in liberty. Such a bliss is not there anywhere. Imagine a slave and imagine a master. Who is happy? How can a slave ever be happy in life? The life of serfdom or slavery is the worst of all the lives. That's why we should strive to become the master of our own selves. Not depending on anybody for anything. Once we discussed about different types of independency. First, emotional dependency. First is physical dependency. You are physically dependent on somebody. You want somebody to carry you, hold your hand. Why? We have seen so many of our dadis, till end, they did not want any support of anybody. Even though they were unwell, still. Internally, they did not want to take anybody's hand even. So that, even physically, so that you have to keep your body fit and healthy and sound. So that you need not to have physical dependency on somebody. One. Second is emotional dependency. You are so much dependent on somebody and emotionally attached to that person. The moment that person says something, you are upset. Emotional attachment. That is an emotional slavery. Get rid of this emotional. This is the worst form of all the slaveries. Emotional slavery. Then there is intellectual slavery. You cannot do anything. Take any decisions of your life. You have to depend on others. Take the help of their intellect. You tell me, you guide me, you show me the path, what I should do. My intellect is not working. Why? Has not Baba made your intellect divine? Cluttered intellect. Shivani Bhan has used that word. Intellect is cluttered. It's filled with multiple things. So intellectual dependency. Then financial dependency. You are dependent for money on somebody. It's best in the Brahmin life to remain financially independent. So that you don't have to ask anybody for money, at least. So these are some of the forms of dependency. Baba said, finish all the dependency. If you finish all the dependency, then only it will be said that you are the one who claim all the rights. Adhikari. You will take all the rights only when you finish off all the dependencies. Make the declaration that I am alone and I would walk alone and God alone with me. I don't want anybody, anybody's support, anybody's sweet words to inspire me. We don't want. God's words are enough for me. I don't want any human support. The moment you try to seek human support, inside you become infirm, weak. So, this is the which habit? Fifth habit. Sixth habit. Let others move forward. In letting others go forward is merged, you are going forward. Baba has said while talking with mothers and Pandavas. Mothers get happy when brothers are praised or they go ahead. Brothers are happy when mothers go ahead. Even Baba cited the example of Brahma Baba. Shiva Baba made Brahma Baba ahead. Brahma Baba made Saraswati ahead. Jagdamba ahead. So letting others go ahead. Rather than having that green serpent of jealousy raising its hood within you. Why this person is going ahead? In letting others go ahead, you go ahead. Such a remarkable principle of wisdom, nugget of wisdom. So letting others go ahead, this is a habit. And last habit is divine romance. Divine romance. Soul is female. God is male. Let this divine romance happen. We have seen what happens with that worldly romance. We have understood, seen, or experienced in the previous birth, on this birth also, what happened in that worldly romance, in that worldly marriage. So, let soul get married with Supreme Soul. With that Supreme Soul, and experience that all the things which happened there in that romance, try to experience those things here. You know, there was one story in that old man and old woman, wife and husband, they realized that we never did romance in our young age. So they start to do it now, in their old age. So what they do? They start meeting each other secretly. They see that nobody should see us. They do everything what young people do. So they start doing everything. They just see, they write letter, and if somebody is coming, they hide, so that nobody should see that letter, because they want to experience that stage of romance, because they realize that we didn't do romance in our youth. We were just married, arranged marriage, and the romance part was missing. So they start reenacting that. So they start doing everything. They see the youngster and copy them, and they start meeting each other in garden and seeing that nobody should see. All those things they start doing. So this is a worldly romance. So here you have to do divine romance. You know, they sit together and they have good talks. That is known as sweet nothings. Sweet nothing is a word used for the conversation of romance, lovers. Sweet nothing. So have that sweet nothings with your pew. Baba says, I am your pew. I am your beloved. I am your mashuk. The divine husband, the supreme husband, the divine, the supreme beloved. Have that divine romance with him. Baba said, soul is female, God is male. So have that talks, those meetings with him, writing letters to him, meeting in secret. Talk with Baba secretly, and the moment somebody comes, just keep quiet. He should not know. This is known as divine romance. So these are the seven different habits which we need to inculcate in order to become highly effective Brahmin, to run a highly effective center. We will revise and then finish. First habit, taking powers from the powerhouse and providing light and water supply to everywhere, all those places where there is, it's not there. One. Second habit is? Actually, that was fourth. I forgot. That's why I said made it second. The second was from the first Murli. First Murli, be an angel. Be an angel and divine light and divine vision and divine intellect. Angel with divine light and divine intellect and divine vision. Give divine vision to the world. Second. Third habit, bring on the stage all the different professionals. Strive to work on everyone. Which are the professionals which are still left behind? Laborers or whatever. Engineers, doctors and lawyers. There are so many other professionals in the world. Gardeners, drivers, technicians. So many are there. Work on them. That is three. So three habits from first Murli. Four habits from the next Murli. Of the fourth habit is dependency. Finish off all the dependencies. Fifth habit is that sitting in near the cool shore and experiencing coolness, calmness, tranquility whilst there is a fire around. This is the fifth habit. Sixth habit is let others go ahead rather than becoming jealous or having that comparative vision. Let them go ahead. In there, if you make others move forward, you automatically move forward. This is a very paradoxical principle Baba has said. Let others go ahead and you go ahead of them. but not with the goal that you want to do go ahead of them. Okay, so that is sixth. And seventh habit is godly is a little less divine word. Divine word is a very, very pure celestial romance, divine romance, godly romance, unworldly romance, extraterrestrial romance. Supreme, sublime romance, pure romance, sacred romance, sacrosanct romance, immaculate romance, unsullied romance, uncontaminated romance, unadulterated romance, unstained romance. So, this romance we should have with God. So, today you can have your Valentine Day, every day almost. You have to miss your Valentine. Write a letter, I am missing you. You know, on WhatsApp they send a message to each other, I am missing you. Then the message comes, I am also missing you. So let us wait. Baba will also send, I am missing you too much. You are missing me now. But I am missing you from... Because in my WhatsApp, Baba says, last scene is 4 a.m. Baba is sending you message on WhatsApp at 6 p.m. that your last scene to me is 4 a.m. You have not seen me after 4 a.m. at all. Just your last scene on Baba's WhatsApp, it is showing status, last scene. Because you have not seen him, you have no time. You are busy with the world. So, have that continuous communion with God. That spiritual romance. Om Shanti.